الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, last week we completed the second quarter of the first part of the Quran, and today we begin with the third quarter of the first para. Here in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Bani Israel, Allah says, and remember when we took the pledge from Bani Israel, لا تعبدون إلا الله, that you will not worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and you will be dutiful towards your parents, you will be kind, you will be obedient towards them. وَذِي الْقُرْبَى, you do good to the relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى, and to the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, to the poor ones, the needy ones. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and then Allah tells the Bani Israel that say to people a kind word, speak to them nicely, speak to them politely. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and establish salah and give zakah. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. Allah says, then you went back on your words, except for a few among you. وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, whilst the rest, what did they do? They turned away from this pledge and pact that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this particular verse, we see that there are 8 injunctions and commandments from the side of Allah given to Bani Israel. And the first commandment is, لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that is, do not worship anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, belief in the doctrine of oneness, belief in monotheism, belief in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second injunction is, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that we be dutiful and kind and obedient towards our parents. We do good towards them. Here in the Quran, Mufassirin mention under this verse two things. Mufassirin mention the وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, under this part of the verse, they mention two things. The first thing they mention is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought tawheed, that is, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and birrul walidain, to be dutiful and kind towards one parents. Allah brought them together at one place in this particular verse in Quran. Why? In order to show us the importance of being kind and dutiful towards our parents. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them together. لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا, توحيد and بر الوالدين, to show us the importance of being kind and dutiful towards our parents. Of course, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ is not of the status as that of tawheed. But after affirming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest thing you ought to do is بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, to be dutiful and kind towards your parents. The second thing Mufassirin mention, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be kind and dutiful and obedient towards your parents. This seems to be general. In other words, it means that we obey them in whatever they tell us to do. We obey them in whatever they command us with. But Mufassirin mentioned that this is general in all cases except for one case. And that is the case for shirk. There is another verse in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut mentions, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا, that we enjoined upon man to obey and to be kind towards his parents. But immediately after that, Allah says that if they compel you, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ, if they force you and they compel you to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which you have absolutely no knowledge of, then Allah says, do not obey them in that. Why? Because ultimately your return will be to Allah, and then Allah will inform you of all those things that you used to do in the dunya, and if you did shirk with Allah, Allah will requite you for that bad deed of yours in the akhirah. So وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, it is general in all cases except for one case, that is the case of shirk. Remember the story of Sa'd radiallahu anhu. He accepted Islam and his mother was a non-Muslim, and she was upset and she was angry with Sa'd. Then why Sa'd radiallahu anhu accepted Islam? Sa'd radiallahu anhu says that that particular verse was revealed regarding him because he was steadfast upon his iman. But his mother, she said that, Sa'd, I'm not happy that you are a Muslim and I want you to become a kafir. And she said that, listen Sa'd, wallahi la amutu, لا أطعم طعاما ولا أشرب شرابا حتى أموت أو تكفر. She said, oh Sa'd, listen, I want you to become a non-Muslim. And if you don't do that, she says, that I will not eat anything, nor will I drink anything, until I die in that condition, or you now become a disbeliever in Allah and in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a report suggests that, the report mentions that, that Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he was steadfast upon his iman. But the time came when they had to feed her, when they had, فَكُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يُطْعِمُوهَا. Now she became hungry and she became ill. So they had to feed her. And now when they wanted to give her food, the report says that شَجَرُوا فَاهَا. They had to take a stick and they had to force the stick through her lips in order for them to open her mouth to feed her. Because if they do not feed her, then she will die in that condition. So وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى. The third commandment injunction given to us here by Allah, that be good to the relatives. And how do you be good towards your relatives? Mufassirin mentioned two things. The first thing they state is that never break family ties. Always maintain, always keep family ties. And the second thing is, if any of your family relatives are in some financial need for some money, then assist them financially. Quran mentions, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّ. Give the relative his right, that is, give him his sadaqah. The fourth injunction and commandment comes here from Allah, وَالْيَتَامَ. And be good to the orphans. There is a hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, أَنَا وَكَافِرُ الْيَتِينَ كَهَاتَيْنَ. That I am the person who looks after the orphan, we are like this. And Nabi s.a.w. showed the sahaba his fingers. In other words, we are close, we are extremely close, just like this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. The fifth commandment of Allah, that do good to the poor ones, the needy ones. In other words, give them sadaqah. By giving sadaqah, you are only multiplying your own wealth. You are not decreasing your wealth in any way. Quran mentions, وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Here, zakat is in the meaning of sadaqah. Whatever sadaqah you give, thereby obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says such people have only multiplied their own wealth. So you are not decreasing any wealth by giving sadaqah, rather you are the multipliers of your own wealth. Then the sixth commandments comes from Allah. Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And say to people a kind word. In other words, make amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. And how do you do this? Do it kindly. Be it whether the person is good or bad, whether he's pious or impious, whether he is orthodox or aberrant. But Quran mentions that when you speak to him, you speak to him kindly. Remember the story of Musa and Firaun, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and Harun to present the da'wah of tawheed to Firaun. What did Allah say? Allah said, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. That when you speak to Firaun, speak to him kindly, speak to him softly, speak to him politely. There can be no person better than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And there can be no person worse and more vile than Firaun. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here instructs Musa that even when it comes to Firaun, speak to him nicely, speak to him kindly. All the more reason, when we give da'wah, when we speak to people, when we address mankind, then we should also speak to them politely, in a kind way. And then Allah says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And establish salah and give zakah. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. So 8 injunctions and commandments came to us from the side of Allah. Allah was addressing Bani Israel here in this verse. Allah says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. Then you Bani Israel, you went back on your words. In other words, you broke this covenant and this pact that you made with Allah, except for a few among you. And who are these few people? Mufassirin mentioned, they are those who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When? After they knew that the Torah or the religion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had been abrogated. And they accepted in the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these were the few among Bani Israel who accepted the faith. Allah says, whilst وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِدُونَ. The remaining people, what did they do? They turned against the religion of the Quran and the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us istiqamah to practice, to make amal on our own kitab, the Quran. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.